USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. If governors were to lose their paychecks when shutting down their states under the guise of COVID-19, how many lockdowns would there really be? Sheriff Manny Gonzalez of Bernalillo County has made it clear that subverting constitutional rights will not be enforced.
Overreaching restrictions will only hurt our community. For that reason, we will not follow along with any orders that subvert their constitutional rights.
Albuquerque is in Bernalillo County. Apple is moving forward with a self-driving car and is targeting 2024 to produce a passenger vehicle that could include its own brake through battery technology. Project Titan was started in 2014. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
A suspected new strain of COVID-19 in the United Kingdom has other countries reacting.
More countries are introducing travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK temporarily. France has halted all travel with the UK for the next 48 hours, including cross-channel freight traffic. Canada has also suspended flights for at least 72 hours, and Argentina, Chile, and Colombia announced restrictions as well. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. The UK set a record for daily new cases on Sunday, with more than 35,000 new infections. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. Attorney General Jerome Adams says not to worry.
We have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals face an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any position, whether it's week one or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army College football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.